نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Once again, we are lucky to be in this holy month, the holy month of Ramadan, where we can take benefit from the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course, and more importantly, from the Holy Quran, try our best to apply it, its teachings in our lives. We were explaining the topic of this Charter of Islamic Governance, and one of those aspects of the Charter of Islamic Governance is the main source of this charter, which is the Quran, which actually brings about that revolutionary spirit, that spirit of constantly struggling and working towards a higher and loftier aim, a powerful aim, a great aim. And that is something that we need to always keep in mind. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has revealed different types of verses. And Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in this sermon about those different types, different qualities of those verses. In the previous session, we talked about the muhkam and the mutashabih verses. In today's session, Imam Ali alayhi salam starts and says, mufassiran mujmalahu wa mubayyinan ghawamidahu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains, or rather, you can say, opens up those verses that are mujmal, that are unclear, وَمُبَيِّنًا غَوَامِضَهُ, and he explains those that are difficult. Inshallah, we shall explain and continue this in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about the different types of verses in the Quran. One of those verses are those verses that are concise. Mufassiran mujmalahu. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one who was an explainer of the verses, that were concise, the concise verses. They're short, and you can say those verses that have got maybe deeper meanings, but when you look at them, they are very concise in terms of that meaning. The Prophet comes and explains and opens up those verses. وَمُبَيِّنًا غَوَامِضَهُ, and also he elucidates those verses that are difficult and they are confusing. So the Prophet comes and explains them. Sometimes, you know, those certain verses, when a person just reads for the first time, might get confused. And that the duty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come and explain those verses. Now, these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Quran, that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about in the Holy Quran, some of them, بَيْنَمَا أَخُوذٍ مِثَاقُ عِلْمِهِ, these different verses that we spoke about, they are the muhkam, the mutashabih, those that are concise, those that are difficult. Amongst these verses, there are some that مَأَخُوذٍ مِثَاقُ عِلْمِهِ, that it is a duty and a necessity on the people. Rather, the people have an oath to know these verses of the Quran, because they are slaves of God, they are servants of God. All of us are slaves and servants of God. We need to know. We have made an oath to know these aspects of the Quran so that we can act and be a proper slave. But there are certain verses, وَمُوَسَّعٍ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ فِي جَهْلِهِ. There are others that are not necessary. Muwassa means a human being is free not to understand, not to know them, not to necessarily know those verses. Now, what are those verses that is not necessarily an obligation for a human being to know? Inshallah, we will discuss in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Dear brothers and sisters, after this short break, we are now discussing about what are those verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted us not to know about. So there are certain verses that is not obligatory on a person to necessarily know them. For example, there are certain things about these laws of inheritance, right? The laws of inheritance, it's not necessary for everyone to know them. They are there in the Quran, but it's not necessary for everyone to know them, all the details regarding those verses necessarily. But yes, in the specific situation where a person, like some, for example, loses a loved one, that person who is an inheritor, he goes to a person who is an expert in that particular field, in the verses, who is an expert in explaining the verses of inheritance and learns from them. So these are not necessarily obligatory verses, and a human being is free to not know them. As I mentioned previously also, if you remember in the previous sessions, that these are some of the aspects of the Quran whereby some verses are necessary for everyone to know, while other verses it's not necessary for everyone to know the details of all of them. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us as human beings, so that life becomes easier otherwise, to understand each and every aspect of the Quran by each and every one would have been something that is almost impossible. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this holy month and the months to come, He give us the opportunity to be truly His slaves and His servants, and to understand those various aspects of which verses are necessary for us to understand, so that we can, show that we have acted in accordance to the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في وفي المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.